podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast. Go.
Listen to this note we got from listener Steven. Steven with a PH, by the way. He says, you were talking about team building. And so when did we do that? Was that a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, a week or two ago,
we were talking about team building and the team building activities. He writes, you were talking about team building, so I had to share this with you. Our company is doing a mandatory, he put the word mandatory in all caps, a mandatory company party. And let me jump in again. We've had those at this radio station, but it's been a long time.
The mandatory day of fun, I think, is what they called
right.
it.
Yep.
And it was not fun.
No, one of them that they did a couple of years ago was mandatory day of fun, and we got tickets in the rock pile at Coors Field for a baseball game.
I didn't go to that one.
That one was a kick in the pants.
That was before my time. We were supposed to go bowling, and it got canceled. Nobody has fun around here.
The mandatory day of fun at the Rockies game was a blast. That was a good one.
Those were
anyway,
the good old days.
He writes, our company's doing a mandatory company party, and it's at our CEO's house. It's a pool party. They've already sent out emails insisting that everyone come in their swimsuit. Steven writes, I do not want to wear a swimsuit around my coworkers, but apparently we're all going to have to get in the pool at some point because there's a pool tug of war game that we're going to be doing. And then he writes, is this sexual harassment?
Yes, it is.
That's a valid question.
I'm laughing at it, but at the same time I'm thinking, I think it kind of is. Now stop for just a moment and think, if you're the CEO of a company and you're a bit of a perv and you want to see certain coworkers in their underwear,
Jeremy,
one of the ways the CEO could do this, and I'm talking either male or female,
yes,
is to insist a mandatory pool party at your house where everybody has to be in a swimsuit doing a tug of war in the pool.
I know.
That sounds a little bit like
it's pervy.
Crossing the line of what a CEO can ask of employees.
That's when the tankini and swim shorts comes
in
handy.
Pool.
Yeah.
I wonder if any of our listeners have had to go to company pool parties before, because I don't know about you guys, but when I hear this letter, and I'm wondering if our listeners are doing the same thing, I immediately transport myself in my mind to our own company party, and if we were forced to do a pool party.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, golly.
Marco!
No.
Think about that for a minute.
Weird. Then you'd have to see everybody, like...
in their skibbies.
Bo would get a kick out of it.
Oh, Cannonball!
Cannonball!
Bo's probably trying to... Bo is listening to this right now, our afternoon guy. Yeah. I guarantee you he's putting one together now.
You know he is.
I know. Does he have a pool?
Like, hey, guys, that's a great idea. Believe it. He's probably got one down in his community down in Parker. All right, so here's the big question. Because Jeremy, I've worked with him for coming up on 11 years. And Jeremy, I know, refuses for anybody, almost including his wife, to see him without a shirt on.
Correct.
You have some weird... If you go to the beach, you wear a shirt. If you go to a pool, you wear a shirt.
Make boom boom with your wife, you wear a shirt.
I'm not a big shirt off guy, so I would make... And then, on top of that is I hate pools.
Yeah, I'm not a fan
of
pools.
So I don't know if I would...
Fun.
No, they're little cesspools of...
I'm glad you think
filthy.
So. Millions of people swim every single day, and life goes on. They're not filthy.
And pee in
you
there.
You take a shower.
Did you see Caddyshack?
No.
So why did you... What would you do in that situation? What if everybody had to get in the pool?
I wouldn't go.
But it's mandatory.
No, I'm sorry. I wouldn't go. I just wouldn't go. Well, unless I... Maybe I would go, but I just wouldn't get in the pool. Can I just say no? I would just say no.
What is your thing about, by the way? Because here's the funny thing about you. You're in great shape. It's not like you're a big tub of lard or anything. You're in great shape. So why do you not want to ever take your shirt off?
I just don't like it. I think it's, I don't know if it's,
is
it's
the
like
nipple
a rude
thing?
Feeling. I do have three nipples, but I don't know. I just don't like it. I just feel like people are still staring and judging and I don't know. I don't like it.
You go,
I feel
girl.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah.
Emily,
yeah. I'm judgy.
Emily, would you go to a Wilkes Broadcasting pool party and go in your bikini?
No, I would go buy a new bathing suit, honestly. One that
like
probably had sleeves and went down to my knees, and I would wear board shorts. No joke, I would. Because I don't, you're right, it's underwear.
But you gotta get in the pool.
But I would get in the pool, but I would wear, those surfing shirts? They're like mock turtlenecks, but they're made out of stretchy material.
Yeah, like a wetsuit. I just wear a
wetsuit.
And there's the answer.
There you go.
The snorkel thing and the wetsuit.
I've solved the problem. problem. Have fun at your pool party.
Yeah,
and don't you think you guys speak for the majority of employees at businesses? So I'm trying to get inside the head of the CEO. That's got to be the most uncomfortable email that that business has received ever.
Mm-hmm. I know. What company
You've
is this?
You've got to put on a swimsuit and dance around in front of all your coworkers.
I would not. It's so uncalled for. It's like going to the gym and just saying, go to the gym and shower with your employees.
Whoa, whoa.
It's one step below that.
Whoa.
It totally is.
I don't know about that.
I know.
You're bathing in your employees' urine in this pool. It's pretty intimate. I don't like it at all.
Your little brain is just so weird
sometimes. I might as well
sometimes.
Stand in the halls here and have the employees come by and pee on me. This is how foul this
well,
is.
I'd be the first to do that.
I think that's a great team building exercise.
Where do we sign up?
I feel like it every time I open my paycheck.
Is that a...
Hey.
You sure that's not number two?
Right. Pretty damn close.
Angela, do you like that idea?
No.
How do you really feel?
She's not going to do it, huh?
Nope. I'll put it this way. I've gone from whale to walrus. I started at over 300 pounds. If they want to see all the rolls and stuff, fine and dandy.
Angela, come on,
no,
Angela.
You're beautiful on the inside, Angela. Come on. You're beautiful inside and out.
Yeah.
Own it, girl.
Come on.
No. If they made it mandatory, I'd have to quit.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow. Hmm. Now, he was wondering if this is sexual harassment.
They can't force you to do this.
No. I mean, you could go maybe wear, you know, a nice normal summer outfit for the weekend and then just not get in the pool and just be a cheerleader. Hmm. Maybe that could be your capacity.
Would you do? Let me ask you this, Angela. Do you want to see your coworkers in swimsuits?
No.
No,
right. Didn't even think about that.
All right.
Nobody does.
I'm glad you called. You have a nice weekend, okay?
You too. Thanks much.
All right. We appreciate that. Here comes Susan. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
You like the idea of the mandatory pool party?
Oh, no.
No.
You know, I'm a 50-year-old woman who has had weight loss surgery. So there's things on my body that I'm not even comfortable with anymore.
Mm.
You know, I'd rather get dressed in the dark. So
maybe they can do it at night.
Yeah, really.
That sounds romantic.
I wouldn't mind if he just, you know, I don't see why he would make it mandatory, first of all, for an outside function.
No.
But I wouldn't mind going to a party like that, you know, in a pair of shorts and a shirt.
Right.
But not in my bathing
suit. Just
suit
having a good time.
Not getting in a pool.
Again, what's he going to do if you say no?
Yeah.
Like, make me.
I stick my feet in the water, but I wouldn't. There's no way.
You know, good luck to some CEO who tries to fire an employee.
Right, who doesn't do this.
Good luck with that in court.
Yes.
In fact, for that matter, if an employee refuses, I think that employee is golden for the next 2 years. You probably can't touch them at all because they'll always be able to come back and say, oh, you're firing me now 3 months later, but I know it's because I didn't go to your pool party.
All you have to say is pool party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I think you'd have a hard time with that.
Susan, have a great weekend.
You too.
And this guy just wants to play some Marco Polo, have some chips and dip.
Here's Linda. Hi, Linda. What's your thought on this?
Hi. If my boss or the CEO showed up in a Speedo, mm-hmm. I'd be damaged at work.
You don't like that, do you? You don't like the Speedo?
It's a good look for some guys, yeah. Linda.
There's not enough therapy in the world, is there, Linda?
No, thank you.
You might be really impressed, though.
We used to have a boss at this radio station, and since I've had many, I'm safe for just leaving it vague, but we once had a boss. It was a guy, and he was quite proud of his...
down unders.
Lower half. He was really proud of his lower half.
Yeah.
And because he used to wear the tightest clothes and he wore bike shorts one day. And he was really proud of what he had going. I think he would be the guy who would be in a Speedo at one of these things.
God, what if Bo was the one in a Speedo?
Oh!
See? That just happened. Bam.
Linda, have a great day.
I'm envisioning a lot of hair.
I think he would let us like paint something on his belly, though, like a little face or like a watermelon, something summery.
Yeah, mix 100 across his belly.
You're giving him ideas, I swear. No. Here's Lance. Hello, Lance.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
I don't know. We're a little disturbed right now, but... What are your thoughts, Lance?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I actually worked for a company where we do meetings where they'd send us off to a resort and there would be a wonderful pool and all the ambiance and everything. And I'll say it wasn't a requisite, but it was fun. It was typically the younger crowd that was going to the pool, hanging out at the lazy river. But it wasn't mandatory. That was one thing. It was either golfing or poolside. So,
Well, you know, when this at our actual radio station, back when they would spend money on the programming people, they used to take us on trips, the air staff and significant others, and we would go down to Mexico.
What?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And we played on the beach for a few days, and people were in swimsuits. But it's the same thing, Lance. It wasn't mandatory that you had to strut your stuff at the pool in front of, you know, everybody in accounting.
In front of Dawn.
I don't know how they could make it mandatory. I mean, I got into management in California, so there's above and beyond rules and regulations for everything under the sun. So I know in certain states it wouldn't be mandatory. And, and having said that, being from a Ventura County like Bo, I know Bo is already planning this, guys. So just be prepared.
Oh, you know he is.
Yeah. My biggest fear is when we started joking about this at 7 o'clock, and I know Bo's listening, I know the wheels are spinning.
He's like, rubbing his hands together.
Let's do it.
He's already getting like a diving competition planned.
If you tune in this afternoon, Lance, you will hear him on the air soliciting for some pool that wants to host it or whatever.
Like a belly flop contest, too.
One that's preferably adult and doesn't allow spouses. It might be some crazy scenario. You never know. It could happen.
Here's what we're going to do. As soon as Bo plans this, we're all going to be enthusiastic. We're going to say, heck yeah. And then none of us will
show
up.
And then we'll quit.
He'll be the only one there.
I'm out.
Yeah, but he'd still have fun, even by himself. He'd have a great time.
He's all alone.
He'd still do cannonballs, even by himself.
I could see that.
Lance, have a great day.
You guys too. Have a great weekend.
All right, buddy. We will. Carrie, want to talk to us too?
Yeah, she's a... And she sees a lot of naked people, so I think she's kind of an expert.
I just saw that on the screen. It says she sees naked people every day.
What does she do?
Oh, let's come back and talk to her. I want to find out what that's
about.
What
does she do?
What is that job? But first, traffic brought to you by Kia dealers. Chrissy.
Well, we have lots of rain and slower speeds. Watch for a stall southbound I-25 south of 6th Avenue. It's in the far right lane there. And traffic brought to you by Sprint. We're hearing about very bad delays now developing on the drive north from Douglas County. Standing water has been a big problem near Lincoln and C-470, and you're seeing that in certain areas of the drive. So be ready for splashback and lots of puddles. No one has a faster network in Denver than Sprint. Independent third-party testing of 4 mobile networks told them so. So why wouldn't you switch to Sprint? Visit them online at sprint.com/Denver Network or at a Sprint store today.
All right, Carrie's been holding. Why? What is this on the screen, Carrie? It says that you see naked people every day.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I work for plastic and reconstructive surgery, and so it's not uncommon. I mean, we have to see before and after pictures and all different types of things that we do. But right when you said the pool party thing, and I was trying to think if I was with my coworkers, I don't think my first reaction was no, even. Even though I see people for 12 years now like that, my first reaction was, no, I wouldn't want to do that.
But so after 12 years of this, does it almost just become clinical for you so that...
Yes, very much so, yes.
I'm wondering if that would take away from your intimacy with your partner because it just becomes a clinical...
Like being married to a gynecologist.
Right, you can't be visually stimulated anymore because you see it all the time.
Yeah.
And sometimes.
That's what I would worry
about.
But
I think that's where, intimacy is a lot in the mind as well.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
Not physical.
That's true.
You know, necessarily.
Keep telling yourself that. Listen, Carrie, I'm just kidding. Thank you for a fun phone call.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
I did get a text from Bo.
Yeah.
Should we read it, Emily?
Yeah, on the count of three.
One, two, three.
Cannonball!
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.